This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
Okay, so we're holding over here in Perek Mem Beis, and he was in the middle of speaking about Yira and the fact that Yira is necessary. The Yira versus Ava, the Yira is a prerequisite, and so on. Perek Mem Beis. V'hinei b'mashe k'savno le'el b'nyi yura tato'o. Yuvon heitev. So he explained before that yura tato'o is the lower form of yura, the type of yura that's innate to a person, that a person senses and has that sense of yura. So using that yisod, he's going to understand So the Gemara says, the Pasuk says, the Pasuk sounds very diminutive. You know, all I'm asking is a little bit Yiras Hashem. So the Gemara asks, Otu Yira Milsa Zutrasihi? So the Gemara says, In. The Gabi Moshe Milsa Zutrasihi. For Moshe Rabbeinu, it's a dove of cotton. So the Choyin are moving at Teretz. The Pasuk, obvious question, Doshol Mi Imcha Ksiv. The Pasuk says, all the Kashmir is asking of you. And the answer is, yeah, for Moshe, it's a dove cotton. Well, we're not talking to Moshe Rabbeinu, we're talking to people. Elo ha'inyan hu. He kol nefesh v'nefesh v'beis Yisrael yesh bo mipchinas Moshe Rabbeinu ha'shalom. Everybody in Klal Yisrael has some sort of nekuda from Moshe Rabbeinu. Now, why would that be? Like, where's it coming from? So this is going on a pasuk. There's a pasuk in Micha about Moshe Rabbeinu. It says, "Become new olav shiva royim." There's going to be shiva royim on Klal Yisrael u'shmoina nesicha adam. Basically it means we will over the land, over Eretz Yisrael and so on, we'll have seven royim on ourselves and eight princes. So the Gemara Sukkah says who are the shiva royim? So Moshe Rabbeinu is one of them. Now the musig of a royer. So usually you learn, I guess, you know, when you teach the word roi'er, you tend to teach it as something that is a person standing on the side. Like, I take the sheep and I make sure that they don't that they don't wander off. So, you know, we tend to think of a shepherd as somebody who is just sort of a watchman, making sure none of the sheep go astray. But the word roi'er, for instance, re'enu zuneinu, the re'enu, the Akadosh Baruch Hu is a roi'er. So what it really means is he's the one that brings the feed to Klal Yisrael. He's the one that's bringing the food to the sheep. So it's true that his job, he doesn't have to sit really and feed each one, but he has to lead them to a place where there's food, make sure they stay around there, take them back. So the process of feeding in the big sense is called, is re'ia, roya. So a roya shepherd denotes someone who is providing life sustenance for the other. I'm shepherding these sheep. Means in the Hebrew, I'm causing them to graze. I'm bringing the food to them. So, if they're called, so the royim are those who are the hechatimtza for bringing chiyus to Klal Yisrael and pnimius. The kiyum shiva royim, I'm shichen chiyus v'loichus the closest to Israel. Shelechini kroim b'shem roim. Umaysh Rabbeinu Hashem hu klolus kulam. V'nikar raya mehemna. Dahainu shemam shepkinas hadasa klolus Yisrael leidas Hashem. So he's the one who is giving them, he's being mamshich das Hashem to Klal Yisrael. Let's stop and let's talk about this point. So this is how we have a minimal amount of Ava, and this Ava is that which is given to us, it brought into us through Moshe Rabbeinu, and that's why when the Gemara says Oto Mosa Zutrisa, and the Gemara says through Moshe, it's Mosa Zutrisa, that's what it means. Now, so I guess, you know, and on a mystical level, you can take it however you want. You know, somehow Moshe Rabbeinu is spoiled in everyone, that there's some sort of nitzutz of Moshe, and that's mamshich the yira. But I'd like to explain it a little bit better, I think, and certainly in the Hemshech HaDvarim, I believe that that's pshat. We spoke many times about the different aspects of Moichin. In other words, there's Chochmah, there's Bina, there's Das, and the Chochmah and Bina are in the realm of information, which could be neutral, it could be just kind of facts, it could be facts worked out through Bina, but it's in the realm of sort of computed information. It's information and so on. Das is unique. Das is something which is a physical sense of something. It means it's as if you actually it's somewhere where the what you know and understand and what the goof is a feeling is the same. Let's take a simple analogy. You tell people that you know, smoking is dangerous for your health, it can cause this, the other thing. People listen, people hear, people make an attempt to stop smoking, and so on. But no, you don't have a matzah where somebody's in the middle of smoking a cigarette and he hears that it causes cancer and just drops it out of his mouth and like reflex, he jumps away. It doesn't work like that. On the other hand, if somebody is walking the street and he sees a car whiz by, a reflex action will jump back because the information about cigarettes causing the cancer is information, and it resides at the level of information. So it affects the body in a slow trickle down effect. Well, since it's so unhealthy for me, I should stop. How do I go about stopping it? I'll stop this way, I'll try that way, and so on and so forth. But the danger of a car causes a reflex by us, and we perceive it as a metzias. That's exactly what you feel about it. So a type of understanding and knowledge, which is at the level that it causes a reflex reaction, is something that is what das is. I think I was told of a long time ago, there was a yid, Reb Doiv. He was a brother-in-law of. He was a brother-in-law of Blazer Yudel. Yeah, he'd married. What was his last name? I forgot his last name. Reb Doiv. I blank out on it. He was a son of Rav Ramsi Kamai, and he was part of the. He lived near the yeshiva. Didn't have much of a yeshiva. Come in occasionally. Very from yid, very shlaim yid, very erlich yid, a big hanoi. And he had like a koil somewhere, but he was very, very big hanoi, but a very warm person, cared a lot, did a lot of chesed. They didn't have any children, and that was him. So at his levaya, this Gabbai told over a story. He had a big gemach. He lent out money, and he calls in this Gabbai once, and he says, "You know, somebody borrowed money, large sum of money from me. He gave me an address and a phone number. Nothing answers, doesn't show up, and it's a lot of money. It's a few thousand shekel. In those days, it was a lot of money, and I'm afraid that I've been scammed. Could you look into it?" So he, okay, so the person's address was in Ra'anana. He went to Ra'anana. There was no such street. There was no such person. There was no such phone number. Because the whole thing was Nivra. Kitzi comes back, and he asks, and he asks him, "Dave, you know, you've been in the business of lending money for so many decades. I mean, why didn't you get more information to that? So who it is? I mean, there are minimal types of security." So he said, "I'll tell you what happened. A Yid came to me Friday lunchtime. He was a Georgian Jew, a Gruzin. And those days, they would have them work in the airport. That's what a lot of the Georgian Jews in the word airport. And he and they worked on Shabbos. So the Yid told me that he was just given an offer to buy something for 6,000 shekel. It was a lot of money at the time, a kiosk someplace where you can make parnassa without working. And that's what he needs to buy 6,000 seconds net." He said, "As soon as I heard the word Shabbos, I lost it. And I ran, got every penny I had, gave it to him, and said, 'Leman Hashem, do it right now. And this will be the first Shabbos you keep.' He said, 'I pushed it, lost all my faculties when I heard that it's Shabbos. You know, it's all about Shabbos." So that's where something crossed over into the level of reflex, and you know, it became mitzvahs. So the what really is needed is it's that type of recognition that the goof reacts with like a mitzvahs, not like some sort of it's some sort of idea, whatever. So now let's go back and think about the way in which we get those type of ideas. So there's certain information we get from books, from teachers, from things like that. But the sense of things like, wow, he's a very important person. This person, wow, did you just walked in? He is. It could be a very wealthy person. It could be a great ball player. It could be a chashrash yeshiva. The sense of it, the words, the sense of it, if the feel of it is conveyed by people to people, it's a certain sense of how do I treat this? So the das is something that is really. I remember Reb Dov Sokolovsky. It escaped me. If I should say, and Reb Dov Sokolovsky, he was the person. So he the algoponym the it needs a roya. So if a person grows up in an environment where the people that set that tone, the parental person, the people that set the tone, they create that das. So das is specifically something that is given over from the roya. It sort of gives me my sense of life and so on. So again, I'm not talking about mystical levels. That's you know whatever it is. But even on a way we can understand what that hamshacha is. So he's mamshach to each one. That's Hashem kol echad neshmosa. Apropos to the person's level of hasaga. Vini kosam is shares nisham hashayon shalom, hamushreshes bidas alishut svetzilus. So Moshe Rabbeinu's das is mushrash in das alyon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's middos is the nexus of where gzeiris melamala become a metzias lamata, and that's from that point is where Moshe Rabbeinu is yoinik his das. Amyuchares Hashem Baruch Hu Shuve Daita Echod Rehu Amada Rehulu. So the das is something which is the das is something which is an hogav Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and that's the place where Moshe Rabbeinu is yenik, and b'meila he irrigates our neshama with some of that das. Ba'oidzois yes al kain b'chol dor v'dor yordin nitzutzin minishos Moshe Rabbeinu al hashalom. Besides this root setup of Moshe Rabbeinu being mechuba to the Das Elyon and endowing us with it, there's another way. Or mislapshin beguf nefesh al chachme ador eni ha'eda lelamid das es ha'om v'leda glos Hashem. And also in every door, it's nimshach to the chachme ador the eni ha'eda who teach them das. Now, again, the way we explained, it also makes sense that we can learn a lot by reading and so on, but the sense that we're talking about, this sense of das, is something which is unique to a person that's there. And b'meila des nitzoyts of Moshe Rabbeinu in the guf and nefesh rachma ador to teach everyone love the lev and nefesh. So we have two mekayris for endowing dastos. One is Moshe Rabbeinu, and one is the tzaddikim hold over dar that they have nitzoytzes from Moshe Rabbeinu. This is obviously the makor for Chassidish Hanhaga, where a kesher with a tzaddik is very, very important. So obviously it's true across the board, but Lamaisa, it's something that is it's understood in the way he presents it over here. And the truth is we have it our own Ivra. Shimush Tamir Chachamim means that you get a sense from the presence of a Talmud Chacham and so on. But Kavoida Shebelev Hilifi Das, the Avoida Shebelev is really commensurate to a person's Das, meaning that when we ask ourselves, what can I do? The answer is, I can do whatever my mind reasons and says I ought to do. But that doesn't really create emotions. Emotions are when a person feels it's a metzias. So for instance, if I tell people that there are millions of children starving in Africa, so I believe the information and I think it's a bad thing, and that's about it. Maybe I say Israel caused it, but other than that, there's no other reaction. If I see pictures or a movie of it, or I'm there, I have a lot an emotional reaction. Why? What exactly is the difference? It wasn't as if, so let's say I didn't trust the information until I saw it myself. Okay, most of the time that's not it. The answer is one of them affected the level of das, one of them not. So when das is not affected, there is no emotions are part of our physical self, and it doesn't trigger anything. So Masha Einkein, when something is connects to das, then I'm a soyer. So in the world of mitzvahs, so long as I have not connected with das, there's no avodah shebelev really. So that's why it says das alkei avicha ve'avdehu b'leiv shalom v'nefesh chafetza. One. Ula asihu oime v'lo yilmadu ish asrei loime du es Hashem yikulam yedu oisei. So the das we're talking about here is this bechina of having a sense of it as reality. So lo asid lovei, it's not that today we don't have the philosophy of it, we could understand it, and Rabbi Merchiv to understand it, but rather it's something that is part and parcel of the very metzias of the Adam. Ach, so das is the key for Avodah Shebalev. The shirish of the das, he said before, is for Moshe, everyone being yonic person for Moshe, and an enhancement through the Eini Ha'eda in each door and door. But, and I guess this is where Chabad differed a lot from the other ones, hanging on to Rebbe's coattails alone doesn't do it. That's not the Ach Ika Das Eina Hayedil Levada. It's not just the idea that they'll know about the Goddess Hashem. Elohaikahu lehamek daita b'gdulos Hashem. To be mamek is das gdulos Hashem. V'letkoa machshavtei b'Hashem v'choizek v'oimes halev v'amoyech. And to keep on mulling it over. And reinforcing. In other words, it's the reason why we can do it, we can have it, is because we have a sheresh. But when we're leaving it at the sheresh level, is not the avoda is to reinforce it. Hashem machshavtei mikusheres v'Hashem v'kesha amitz v'chazak k'moishim mikusheres v'davar gashmi sheroya be'eni basa u'mayim b'machshavtei. It's just like when you see something. You are profoundly impacted by it, and you mull over it. Your mind obsesses over it. Kenoida, shedas uloshin iskashim adam yoda. Vekoyach zemidazu lekashat Hashem yesh chol nefesh yisrom b'yirikos yesh b'yirikos shalom. So be'etzem, you know, it's every single person has the ability to do that, but now the person has to proceed to go ahead and keep doing it. And he says, because, and he gives a much mashmash, when you see something, your mind it sinks into it and you become mechuba to it. There's a famous ikrim, and I saw the Goyen says it. I saw it put down from the Goyen in is it the Tikkun Zayah or something that says, I don't remember, they quote the Goyen, that why did Moshe Rabbeinu wait to break the luchos? When he came down from the Ar, I mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, and the answer is the Ikrim says, and the Goyim says, it. Of course, he knew from HaKadosh Baruch Hu they had done, but the impact that it had only took place when he saw it, and the breaking it was a function of the impact. It says the Moshe like when Bezdin hears the person being Mecharef Megadef, they have to raise Kriya. Even though they already knew from before the information they had, they through the Ramazim and Hikayesh Yosef, they knew it. But when you live it, when you actually experience it, it has a very profound impact. So it has to, he says that the machshavta has to be like it would be an adavar gashmi shiroya. So it's not that we see and we have a very deep sense of it. Kinoida. So when a person becomes sort of one, the personship becomes one with that. Everyone has it because it was Yerik Rosh Rabbeinu. Because it sunk into a goof. So the guf has a way of dampening that sensation. So just like if a person has heavy gloves on his fingers, his sense of touch is going to be numbed. It's not going to feel the things really. If a person has earmuffs, they're not going to hear and so on. So the guf dampens that sense unless we work hard and reinvigorate it. Ha'achasi yigias basa. So he says there's a double what's the right word for it? There's a double avoda. One is that the person is mezachich, his guf, The person refines his growth. He works his growth, so that refines it, so that it doesn't dampen it. A person who's very shakur and gashmius does not have a real sense of ruchnius. You become very, very numb to it. It's like any time when you have something thick and coarse, you have a hard time picking up something fine. So, for instance, if a person has a very thin and delicate pincette tweezers, he could pick up a very fine needle, let's say. But now the same person has these huge pliers, and I'll say it's a kal v'chomer. Madach, this teensy weensy little tweezer was able to pick up this thing. Certainly, the big guy says no. It can't grasp it. It doesn't have a kibble fit. It just doesn't. So if the person is, if the in as much as the person is coarse and physical, he doesn't have the kalim to be typhus and adinus in ruchnius, something we find in ruchnius. That a goof that is not illuminated with the sense with the oil, then it needs to be shaken, banged, shaken in order to get to regain its fine sense. Behind the Yehuri Tshuvim Oimek HaLev. So he says the Yehuri Tshuvim Oimek HaLev is what does it. So it's not even the process of it's not even the process of tshuva per se, because we're not talking about aveiros per se, but we're talking about Yehuri Tshuva, that the person himself is mulling over the fact of his shortcomings. It creates a certain remorse and refines the person. Part of a person's insensitivity when he's about guf is shalom alei nafshi. Everything's great, everything's wonderful, everything's fantastic. So, what am I like, why should I kill myself? There's no sense of a person being sensitive. So the first part of the avodah to bring the sensitivity in is that the person reduce his physicality and refine that. Okay, I think we'll hold it here, and then he goes into the second part, which is the avodah itself, of bringing out the year and so on. Okay, so Feilchem Purim.